Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Vav. We're in the middle of a discussion as to whether we say that there are Yodayim She'ein Mochichos Havyan Yodayim or Yodayim She'ein Mochichos Lo Havyan Yodayim. This was a machlokas we had originally between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And in yesterday's shiur, towards the end of the shiur, we tried to say that this same machlokas is between Abaye and Rava. Abaye holds Yodayim She'ein Mochichos Havyan Yodayim. If it's unclear that this yad is stating exactly what we think it is, it's unclear. It could be one of two possibilities. Nevertheless, it's a yad. It is considered a valid neder. And Rava says, no, if it's yadayim shein mochichos, if it's not clear, so then lo havyun yadayim, it's not considered a valid neder. Now, Abaya and Rava, in the end of yesterday's shiur, we said, aren't they parallel to the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, where the Chachamim say that yadayim shein mochichos Havyan Yadayim, seemingly like Abaya, and Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you need to have, in regards to a get, very, very specific language. As we had said, you have to say that this get is going to divorce you. V'dein, d'yehevei lichi minoi, sefer teiruchin, v'geit piturin, v'gerish shivukin. So we had said that it seems that Rava aligns with Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we wanted to parallel the machlokas between Abaya and Rava to the same machlokas as the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. But we ended off the shiur yesterday by saying, no, each of them, Abaya and Rava, respectively say, I could hold like both Tanoim. Abaya said, I could hold that, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda, under normal circumstances, agrees with me that Yadayim Shein Mochichos Havyun Yadayim. And it's only by get, which requires a specific safer krisus, there he's very strict that you have to have Yadayim Mochichos. But Yadayim Shein Mochichos, only by a get, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo havin yadayim. But in general, Abaye says he would agree with me. And Rava said the same thing. We're not so interested in what Rava said right now. The Gemara is going to question this idea that Abaye says that I hold even like Rabbi Yehuda, and only by get is Rabbi Yehuda strict to say that you need yadayim ochichos. And only by get does he say yadayim she'en ochichos lo havin yadayim. But Abaye says, in general, Rabbi Yehuda, and certainly the Chachamim, agree with me that yadayim she'en ochichos have you in your day. So with that brief summation of the end of yesterday's shiur, now we can begin today's shiur. And we begin on the second line from the top of Vov Amud Aleph with the words Meisvei. We're going to go and argue on Abaya from the following brisa. This brisa says, Harei hu alai. The way Tosus understands this, the Rosh has the same thing. Tosus says it very clearly. And Tosus Dibra Maskel, Harei hu alai. And he says, Pirush, we're dealing here with Kikar Munach Lufonu. There's a piece of bread, a loaf of bread in front of him. And the person says the following, Omar, Hare Olai. He says, this piece of bread should be to me. Now, what does that mean? Asur, this bread now becomes Asur. Why? Mipnei Shehu Yad LeKarban. Because this functions, when he says this bread should be Olai, he's essentially saying that this bread should be to me like a Karban. The Asur of Tosus continues, HaKikor KikKarban. And this loaf of bread now has the status to this person as being a Karban. This is the normal lashon that a person makes when he makes something hektish. He says, this should be upon me. So therefore, this brisa is going to be akasha on Abaya. Abaya says that everybody, even Rabbi Yehuda, holds that yodayim she'en mochichos havin yodayim. But here we're going to see clearly that that's not true. The brisa says, if a person says, harei you a lie, now that's mochiach. That's clearly a yad that is saying, this should be to me like a korban. Or he says, Hare ze olai, or he says, this loaf of bread should be to me. He uses the lashon olai. In that situation, it's also because this is matvis, as if it was talking about this kikor, making it into a carbon directly for him. Why? Mibeshu yad the carbon. This is a valid yad. This is a yad that is mochiach. Now, Tama, the reason why this is asur is because the Amar, because he said the word olai, which makes it a yad that is mochiach. And everybody agrees that the yad that's mochiach works. But the implication is, it's only because he said, harei you olai. Tama, the Amar olai hu the asur. It's only because he said the word olai that it becomes asur. Avo lo Amar olai, if he just had said, harei hu, or harei zeh, if he just had left out the word olai, and now it's a yad she'eino mochiach, then the halach would be low. It wouldn't be a valid neder. So this brisa certainly seems to intimate to Yufta the Abaya. It goes against Abaya to say that everybody holds that a yad she'en mochiach havyun yodayim is a good yad. Here this brisa clearly says that it's not. So how can you tell me that everybody holds that Yadayim Shein Mechichos Havin Yadayim. So Amalach Abaye, Abaye would answer and he'd say, no, the reason that this is Aser over here because he says Alai is Taimo, the Amar Alayhu, the Aser, it's only because he said Alai is Aser, because if he had just said Avol Amar Harehu or Harezeh, if he had just said the Lashon Harehu or Harezeh without saying the word Alai, the Lo Amar Alai, then Harehu the Hefker, Harehu the Tztaka Kamar, it would be so unclear. It wouldn't even have the status of being a Yad She'eino Mochiach. It would be nothing. There's such a likelihood to interpret it in a way that it has nothing to do with Nedarim. He's saying, I'm making this Hefker. I'm giving this to Tztaka. If he says Harei Zeh, or he says Harei Hu, without the word Alai, it doesn't even reach the state of being a Yad She'eino Mochiach. And you can see this clearly in the Ran, in Dibra Masal, Harei Hu Alai. So first, the first part of this Ran, it says, V'afagad de'bulav Alai v'adai Yad mi'ahavi. So he first off and asks the question, so isn't this a Yad when he says Harei Hu? And he answers, U'mishaninon. No, the Dilma, when he says just the Lashon Harehu without a lie, or Reze without a lie, Harehu Hefker Kamar, it could be that he's making it into Hefker, Kalomar, the below a lie without the word Olai by, he says, Afilu Yad Sheino Mochiach Lo Heve Le'Isser. He says that it doesn't even reach the status of being a Yad Sheino Mochiach. So now we're adding like another level. We have a regular Nether. We have a Yad Sheino Mochiach. We have a Yad She'eino Mechiach. And then we have something that doesn't even reach the level of a Yad She'eino Mechiach. It is so unclear that it could be Harehu Hefka, Harehu Tztaka, and therefore, in this situation, without saying the word Olai, it's not even going to be a Yad She'eino Mechiach. And therefore, Abaye says, you can't bring the Araya from this Braisa against me, because this Braisa is not even talking about a Yad She'eino Mechiach. It's talking about something that doesn't even reach the level of a Yad She'eino Mechiach. And therefore, it's not a kash on me. Moore says, that's not true. Read the Braisa. The Braisa said, V'ha mipnei shu yad l'karban k'tani. It says, Harehu alai, Harezeh alai, it's also why mipnei shu yad l'karban. It says that that makes it into a yad. A vada yad, a yad mochiach. Implication being that when it says just Harehu without a lie, or Harezeh without a lie, that's a yad she'eino mochiach. And the kasha returns on Abaye. You're saying that everybody holds yad she'eino mochiach, have you in your dayin, but here you clearly see that the Tana of this Braisa doesn't hold like that. So it's a kasha on your Abaye. How can you say that everybody holds like that? He says, you're right. So Abaye has to change his answer. Elo Ema. You know how Abaye would explain this Braisa? The reason when he says, Hari Olai, Harez Olai, it's Asur, Taima, the Omar Lai, because he said the word Olai, who Asur? V'chaveru Mutter. But that makes it into stating that when he says the word Olai, it is limiting it to just it being Asur to you, but to everybody else, it's still mutter. You said this to should be to me like it's a carbon, but you're not making it into a carbon. So for you, it's Asur, but for everybody else, this kikar is perfectly acceptable. It's not Asur. You just said, Harei Olai, Harei Hu Olai, Harei Ze Olai. So to me, it has the status of being like a carbon, and to me, it's Asur, Hu Asur, but to everybody else, Chaveru Mutter. But Abaye says, if he doesn't say the word Olai, then it's a real lashon of a neder. Avo Amar Harehu or Harezeh. If he just says Harehu or Harezeh without the word Olai, Shnehen Asurin. And Tosus points out, it's to also to everybody. In Dibur HaMaskel, Elotayma, he says, the Iyamar Harehu, if he only said Harehu, also Lekuliyama. Not only to these two people, he makes it into a carbon. It has the status of being a carbon. Now, it's not really a carbon because it's talking about a kikar, so it's aser like a carbon. So therefore, this now goes on everybody. It's his kikar. He has the right to aser it on everybody. So if he says Harei Olai, then he's only asering it on himself. But if he says without a lie, he says Harei Hu, Harei Zeh, so Abaye says that actually makes it stricter, because by Nedarim, when you're not sure what it is, you have to go L'chumra. And therefore, in this situation, Shnei Asurin, L'kuli Alma it's aser, because maybe he was saying the Dilma Harei Hu, Hektish Kamar. It's as if he's saying this should be Hektish. It's not a carbon. It's not technically a carbon because it's a kikar. So we're dealing over here with something that can't be a carbon, but it therefore becomes Hektish. Harei a lie means it's usher only to me. But when he says Harei who, Harei Zeh, without a lie, Abaye says that means that it's also to everybody. It's as if it's a carbon. It's if it's Hektish. And therefore, this price is not a kasha on his statement that everybody holds. And Yadayim Shein Mechichos having Yadayim, because it's not talking about that. It's talking here that it's actually L'chumra if he says without the word Olai. Another kashan abaya mesu. We ask from the following brisa. This brisa says, "Harei zu chatos, harei zu oshem." If a person says something is a chatos or something is an oshem, now you can't voluntarily give a chatos. You can't voluntarily give an oshem. So afa pishu chayv chatos yoshem. Even though this person actually does have an obligation to bring a chatos and oshem, he did something that would require him to bring a chatos and oshem, but he doesn't say this is my chatos. He just says this is a chatos, this is an oshem. So then lo omar klum. The brisa says he didn't say anything. Now this is clearly a yad sheina mochiach. He says this is a chatos. Doesn't say it's his chatos. Doesn't say it's his oshem. So it's a yad sheina mochiach. And the brisa says, lo amar klum, this isn't good. So this is the kasha on Abaye. Abaye says, yad sheinu mochiach is having yadayim. But here you clearly see, a yad sheinu mochiach is going to be, in fact, not good. So therefore, this brisa goes against Abaye. Let's finish reading the brisa. If, however, he says, harei zu chatosi, harei zu ashomi, if he says, this is my chatos, I owe a chatos, and this will be my chatos. Or, I owe an oshem, and this will be my oshem. In that situation, im haya mochiyev, if in fact he does owe a chatos or nashem, so then it would in fact be good. And here, tiyuvdu de'abaye, because clearly the first part of the brisa that is a yad, because he does owe an nashem. The understanding over here is that he does owe an nashem, he does owe a chatos. So when he says, harei zu chatos, harei zu nashem, it's a yad sheinu mochiach, who says he's saying it clearly for his chatos, for his nashem, but certainly implies that, so it's a yad sheinu mochiach. Nevertheless, the brisa says, lo amar klum, tiyuvdu de'abaye, who says that a yad sheinu mochiach, have you your dying? So Amalach Abaye would answer, and he says, no, this Braisa Hamani, this is Rabbi Yehuda. This goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And we all know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yodayim Sheinu Mechichu Slovin Yodayim. So this Braisa goes in accord with Rabbi Yehuda. Where says, wait a second, you Abaye had just said at the end of yesterday's year, which I repeated at the beginning of today's year, for Abaye Yehuda Yomar, I know the Yomar, I feel Rabbi Yehuda. You were trying to say that only in regards to a get does Rabbi Yehuda hold Yad Sheinu Mechich ain't no Yad. But every place else, including in our case, therefore, Harei Zu Chatos, Harei Zu Oshem, you are saying the review that holds that a Yad Sheinu Mechiach, have you on your Yadayim, is a good Yad. So clearly, this goes against your idea. And the Gemara says he retracted that. Hadar Be'er, yeah. Abaye said, no, I can't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't only say it by a get. Rabbi Yehuda holds throughout that a Yad Sheinu Mechiach, lo havi Yad. So I can't reconcile my opinion with Rabbi Yehuda. Originally, we said he reconciled it, and only in get do they disagree, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees with him every place else. But now, Abaye has to retract that and say, no, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda always holds, Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, lo havin Yadayim, which is not like Abaye. Abaye holds like the Chachamim. They say, Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, havin Yadayim. So we have to now retract that idea that Abaye said that he could hold like Rabbi Yehuda. No, he can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel says, does that mean also that Rava can't hold like the Chachamim, Elalema Rav Damar Rav Yehuda, are we retracting that part also, that Rav had said, don't lock me into only holding like Rav Yehuda, I could hold, in fact, like the Chachamim, the reason why the Chachamim, by get, they had said that Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, having Yadayim, is, as we explained in Yasser Shein, we'll explain again in a moment, but every place else, they in fact hold like me, that Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, lo have you on Yadayim. So are we retracting that statement that Rav holds like the Chachamim? Elalema, Rava, Damar, Yehuda only? So Gemara says, no, Rava's still okay. Amalek, Rava says, no, I still hold, not only like Rabbi Yehuda, Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, lo havi Yadayim every place, but I still can insist that the Chachamim only say Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, havi Yadayim only in regards to get. But by every place else, they also agree with me, Yadayim Sheinu Mechichos, lo havi Yadayim. Because I know, I still hold, like we said in yesterday's year, and like I just said now. Because ad kan lo kama rabbanon de lo boin in yadayim mochichos, elo gabe get. That was only by a get. By a get, the chacham have a exception to the rule that yadayim, shein mochichos, lo havin yadayim. The only place where it is yadayim is by a get. Elo gabe get. Why? Because they ain't other magaris, they just chaveris. We said in yesterday's year, I can't divorce somebody else's wife. I can only, Rachman al-San, divorce my own wife. I can't divorce somebody else's wife. So therefore, if a man gives a document to a woman and says, this is your get, so that's it. That's all you have to say. Harayat muteris l'chol adam. You're now permitted to marry everybody else. It's obvious that in that situation, it works. Because who else could I be giving a get to? So it must mean it's a yodayim mochiach, essentially. It's not a yodayim shen mochichos, even though technically it is. And that's why in that situation, the chachamim say that that's acceptable. even though it's a yadayim, she'en mochichos, having yadayim, but only by get. Avo with the alma, and in regards to everything else, bo'in in yadayim mochichos. Even the chachamim hold like me, Rava says, that yadayim she'en mochichos, lo having yadayim. Okay, so we've retracted Abaye's statement that he holds like everybody, but we haven't retracted Rava's statement that he could hold like everybody. We turn to Vav Amud Beis, and now we ask a series of questions. And it's going to continue into tomorrow's shir, Mitzvah Hashem, but right now we're asking the first of the questions that we're going to ask. We just had a whole discussion about Yadayim in regards to Nedarim and in regards to Naziris, so now we're going to ask, do Yadayim work in other areas of Halach as well? So by Rapapa asks the following shayla, Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin Olo, in regards to marrying a woman, does in a statement that's not 100% clear, does that work or not? Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin Olo. Do we have Yadayim in regards to Kiddushin? Obviously, if a man says to a woman, Hariat Mekudeshes, leave it to Ma'azu. So that's about as clear as you could possibly be. So that clearly is Kiddushin. But if he doesn't say it so clearly, do we say that there's Yadayim to Kiddushin, like we said that there's Yadayim to Nazirus and Yadayim to Nedarim? Or do we say, no, by Kiddushin it has to be 100% specific and clear, and there can't be any Yad? So that's Rapapa's question. Now, what are we talking about? Hechidami, under what circumstances did this question get off the ground? If you're telling me that Reuven said to the first woman, he said to Rachel, he said to a woman, and he gives her shtei prutos. He gives her two prutos. That's the way the Mefarshim understand this. So he goes to the first woman, Rachel, and he says, you're married to me with this money that I'm giving you. And then he goes to Leah, another woman, unrelated woman, the at nami, and he says, and you too. Now, the way the Ran understands this is that he gave the first one the two prutos, the Nosan Lo Shtei prutos to the first one, and then he says to the other one, so in that situation it's clear that one pruta was to the first woman, Rachel, and the second pruta is going to be for the second woman, Leah. So Pshita in that situation, Hainu Kiddushin Atzman. This is a full, regular Kiddushin, not a Yad. So that can't be what we're talking about. So that would be Pshita, Hainu Kiddushin Atzman. That would be a real Kiddushin. So what is the question that our Papa is asking about Yada Yadayim Yesh La Kiddushin Olo Ela Kegon De Amal Olisha? He goes to the first woman and he says Hareat Mekudeshesli, and he gives her the two prutos, and then he goes to the second woman VaAmal Ola Chaverita, and he says VaAt, and to you. Now he doesn't say the word Nami. So in this situation we have a Shaila. This is a Yad. Now we have a Yad over here. What does he mean when he says VaAt and you? Me, I'm reading, do we say two possibilities over here? That's why it's called the Yad. The at nami, Omar lo lechaverito. And to you, too, I'm saying, like he said to the first woman, it's as if he implied nami. The at nami, Omar lo lechaverito. It's as if, he said, he didn't say the word nami, but when he says the at, it implies, that's the Yad, that he says, and to you, too, the same thing. And the first woman got the two prutos, one for her and one for you. And therefore, the second woman is in fact Mekudeshes. Or do we say no? And that's why this is the Shaila that Rapapa said. Is this a Yad for Kedushin or not? Oh, Dilma, in this situation, do we say, when he says the word Vi'at, it means Chazai Amar Lo L'Chaverita. It's as if he said to her, no, how about thinking about getting married to me? As you can see, in Tosos Dibra Maskel, Odilma, he says, Pirish, this means over here, the At Chazoi Kamar, it means Pirish, Deshema Ein Yad, that this isn't a valid Yad. Ulekach, Tolina Lomar, the At Chazoi Kamar. No, will you think about it? Will you look into marrying me? So therefore, it isn't going to be a valid Kiddushin. Even though he gave the first one two prutos, as the Mefarshim explained over here on the Daf, nevertheless, below Tovsi Bo Kiddushin Bechaverita, and the second woman is not considered to be Mekudeshes. That's Rav Papa's question. So the Gemara asked, really? Rav Papa wasn't sure as to whether the Yadayim in Kiddushin or not, that he has to ask this question, Yeshat Le Kiddushin Olo? Or me, boy, Leila Rav Papa? Did Rav Papa really have such a Shaila? After all, we have in the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Hey, it says, over there, Rav Papa asked Abaye, Mi Savar Shmuel Yadayim, Shein Mochichos, having Yadayim. Does Shmuel really hold that Yadayim, Shein Mochichos, having Yadayim? Does he really hold that the Yadayim? Now that implies, Michlal, the Sphira Lay, the Rav Papa, that Rav Papa holds the Yeshad, the Kiddushin. He's questioning, does Shmuel hold like this? That implies that he clearly holds like this. And you can see this in the Ran. Indeed, Rav Maskel v'omid amarle. So he says, Gabi Kiddushin, Perikam the Kiddushin, Dav Heil Mitbeis. There's a machlokus over there. Michlal, the Sphira Lay, the Rav Papa. So you can clearly see that Rav Papa questions what Shmuel's opinion is, that Rav Papa himself holds the Yeshad, the Kiddushin.
Dibelo Masma, he's not questioning Shmuel, El B'yad She'enu Mechiyach. He's only questioning him in regards to a Yad She'enu Mechiyach. Does Shmuel really hold like that? But that implies, Bichlal, when it's a Yad Demochiyach, Pshitalei, they have a Yad. So how can you tell me that Rapapa's questioning, is there a din of Yadayim by Kedush or not? He clearly holds that there's a din of Yadayim by Kedush. So Shmuel says, no. Chada Migu. One is learned from the other. In other words, Rapapa felt, my disfirulei l'shmuel amalei l'abaye. He wasn't sure what Shmuel's din was. He himself questions the whole validity of a yad that's even mochiach, and certainly a yad she'ena mochiach. He was only saying, according to Shmuel, is this din by yad ena mochiach or not? But he himself had the question, is there such a thing as your dayim by kedushin or not? Now the Ran explains, we don't give an answer over here. But assuming that the answer was, im timtzei lomer, if you want to go and say that there is, by Kedushin, ein yad, the lowest keshlin adorim, and we don't have yad by Kedushin, so then, what about by peya? And that's the next question. Boy Rapapa. Rapapa asks, what about by peya? We don't come to an answer by Kedushin. So we ask, what about by peya? Yesh law, yesh yad le peya, or ein yad le peya? Do we or do we not have a yad in regards to peya? Now, what's the question over here? Hey, Chidomi, again, what are we talking about? Ilema, if you're telling me the Omar where the person said, Hodein Ugya, Ugya, the Tosus explains, is an aruga, is a row. And it's called that, Lashem, Hecharetz Shesaviv Aruga. It's called the Ugya because of the plowing that's around this furrow, and Korin Law, Ugya. And it's called a bumped up like border around it. In any event, you have over here a row. Now, if you're dealing over here, the Omar, he says, Hodein Ugyo Levi Peya, that this row over here should be Peya, so Vodein Nami. And then he says afterwards, and this one also, and the Ran explains that we're dealing here that there was a shear of Peya. The shear of Peya, Midrabanan, is 1/60th of the field. So the first Ugyo had at least 1/60th of the field. So therefore, it was Yotze, the din of Peya. And now he says, this one too, Vodei Nami, this one also should be Peya, so then, nobody would have a Shaila. This isn't a question of a Yad or not. This is, he's saying a perfectly clear statement. I want this to be Peya, and I want this to be Peya. So, there's no Shaila in that situation. Where is the Shaila that Rapapa is saying, Yesh Yad the Peya, Ein Yad the Peya, is only Kagon in the following situation. Dharma, the person says, this first row, Hodein Ugyo Levi Peya. And then he says, V'Hodein. And this one, below Amar Nami, he doesn't say also. So it's the same Shaila by the Kedushin. He said, this row shall be Peya, and this one. He doesn't say, and this one also. So Vodain, and this row, below Amar Nami, my. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, that implies, Michal, the Chi Omar Soda Kula Tevi Peya, have you Peya? That a person, if he wanted to make his entire field Peya, he'd be allowed to go make his entire field Peya, because he says this first row was Peya, and then he was Yotze, he gave enough of a shear. Then can he make more of the field Peya? In other words, if he wished to, he can make the entire field Peya, and all the Mepharshim on the Daf point out, that's talking about a situation where he already started plowing, he was Kotzer rather, he already started harvesting, so he did something. Once something becomes his, you'll see from the Yerushalmi, the Mepharshim point out that you can in fact go and make the rest of the field. Even 99.9% of the field can be Peya. And that's what the Gemara is asking. Is that true? Michal, the Chiyom HaSadat Kula Tevi Peya. Have you Peya? Can you make the entire field Peya? And the Gemara answers, in. Yeah, you absolutely can. For Tanya, Minayin Shimrotz Elasos Kosu Deya Peya. Oseh, if a person wishes to make his entire field Peya, he has the right to do so, because the Pasuk says, Tamal Omer, Pa'as Sodecha. It uses the Lashon, Kutsuchem, Eskitzir, Aschem, Losechalab, Pa'as Sodecha. It doesn't use a Lashon that would say, Peya, Sheba Sodecha. It says, Pa'as Sodecha, which implies that the entire field is allowed to be Peya. Now, having said that, now we go back to Rapapa's question. Can you or can you not use a yad in this regard to Peya? When he says, Hodein, and this aruga, he doesn't say the word Nami. So do we say, in fact, there are Yodayim Lepeya, or do we not say Yodayim Lepeya? That's the question. And the more continues and says, Mi Amrin, and do we say, Kiva, the Iskash Le Korbanos, since Peya is compared to Korbanos, we'll bring a Pasuk to show this in a moment. So there's a Hekish in the Pasuk that would imply that Peya should have the same din as Korbanos, and therefore Ma Korbanos Yeshlam Yad, A Peya Yeshla Yad, and this would imply that just like there's a Yad by Korbanos, so too there should be a Yad in regards to the din of Peya. Again, we'll see this Hekish in a moment, and therefore there would be Yad LePeya. Or do we say, no, Odilma, when we have this Hekish, Ki Iskish, the Hekish between Peya and Korbanos is a very specific, limited Hekish, and it's only Lebalti Acher who the Iskish. It's only a comparison, a Hekish, between Peya
and korbanos in regards to the din of Baal Tiyachiv. Just like you're not allowed to delay bringing your korban, you're not allowed to delay bringing your peyah. But in regards to yat, it's not a hekesh. And the Ran points out in Dibra Maskel, Old Dilma, the last line of the Ran on the daf, he says, v'lo amrinun ein hekesh lemach. So normally we'd say that a hekesh either is a full hekesh or it's not a full hekesh. There's no concept of, yes, a hekesh for Baal Tiyachiv, and therefore it should be a hekesh for yat as well. We don't say, well, it's only a hekesh for Baal Tiyachiv, and it's not a hekesh for yat, so how come here we seem to be saying that? So the Ran points out that we're going to learn in tomorrow's shiur by Tztaka the same thing. Nami loksiva behedja. It's not written specifically when we drasha asin. It's only coming through a drasha, and therefore you can't have a hekesh lemechza. Similarly, you have in the Pirush Rosh, in the last Dibra Maskel, Old Dilma, he brings down that it's only a comparison according to this option of the Old Dilma that you're making the hekesh only l'bal te'acher, the davka l'bal te'acher. It's only in regards to bal te'acher, dichsiv bikra. It's specifically mentioned in the Pasuk, and therefore it's iskish, it's connected for that. But not for anything else. And he adds, the commentary on Ksivi Bahai Kra, there are several things written in this Pasuk, the Lekka Luk Shinu Luchomili, and we don't make the Hekish throughout. So this is the question that Rav Papa is asking. Do we say that there is a Hekish over here in regards to Korbanos for everything, or only in part for Baal Te'acher? So what is this Hekish? V'hecha iskish. So Gemara says, the Tanya, and we turn to Zayin Umad Aleph. The Pasuk is, when you're making a neder to Hashem and he's dealing with the korban, you're not allowed to delay bringing it. Kosh Baruch Hu demands that you go and bring it. We have this pasuk, we mentioned this earlier in the Masechta already. And here's the key word, Kidarosh Yidushenu Hashem Elokecha Me'imach. And if you don't, then there'll be a sin in you. So therefore, this pasuk Me'imach is connected to Leket Shechecha and Peah. Zeh Leket Shechecha and Peah. Why is Me'imach Leket Shechecha and Peah? And you can see in the Rosh, in the first Dibra Maskel, Me'imach, he says, the Bekulu Ksiv in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Shmos Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Es He'oni Imach. So the Leket Shechem Pei that you have to give to the poor person with you, that's a reference to Me'imach. So therefore, in this Pasuk, we have a Hekesh between Kisidor Nedel Hashem Elokecha in regards to Korbanos, and it says, Lo Sa'ach L'Shamo. It says, Beferish, Lo Sa'ach L'Shamo. And then it says, Me'imach, that's a Hekesh to Leket Shechem Peah. So the question is, do we or do we not say that this is a hekesh for its entirety or only a hekesh in part? So Rav Papa's question, do we or do we not say Yesh Yad LePeah? Can you learn it out from the hekesh over here from Korbanos? So we leave that unresolved. But this is the hekesh, and the possibilities are it's a complete hekesh, and we do it not only for Baal Te'acher, but we do it as well for Yadayim, and therefore there would be Yadayim in regards to Peah. Or do we say, no, it's only written in the Pasuk Baal Te'acher, and therefore it's only a Hekish in regards to Baal Te'acher, and not for other things that are darshened out, and therefore you can't learn out from here, Yesh Yadayim LePeah, and we leave this as an Iboya, the Lo Yishite, a question that is left unanswered, and we continue weiter in tomorrow's Gemara. We'll stop over here. We'll continue asking about Tztaka. Is there Yad L'Tztaka? Is there Yad L'Hefker? Etc. Yitzhak Hashem will pick this up tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.